Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 3rd of May, recording at 9:27 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. In the stock markets, where Asia is open, we had pretty good gains. The Hang Seng Index, for instance, up 1.44%. China still closed. Another new high by Australia, but only up slightly today. But again, that's follow-through after a big upper dynamic yesterday. European markets, a bit mixed. Switzerland down, Sweden down, Spain down, Italy down. Most of the rest with some reasonably good gains, particularly the UK. And the US, which has been putting in a stellar performance recently, has closed with some reasonable gains near the higher side of the day. Not strong. Oh well, the best performance appears to be the S&P, which closed up 0.43%. That takes it up over the 1500 level, takes it to 1502. And do we have a bit of a bear squeeze going on there? Possibly. And in terms of government bonds, they are weaker in here today, although not significantly, but small rises in the yields. Among currencies, now we've got the dollar looks steadier here overall. I hesitated in that because these things have jumped around, but no, the dollar has closed here closer to the highs of the day. For instance, the euro is down to 135.51, and the dollar is up against the Swissie to 121.62. Dollar is also up against the yen, which is certainly the weakest currency right now. But the Canadian dollar squeaked out another small gain against the U.S. currency. And actually the Korean won also strengthened against the dollar, although I'm not sure if it held that throughout the day. In metals, this was quite interesting. And they saw some pretty good gains in here today. Now, they had been down a little bit because the oil price was soft again here today. Closing off the lows, and now for hours we've got the Texas crude at 63.24. That's down 44 cents. But we've had some robust performances by metals today. Now, the industrial metals have been very firm all along, and they're even stronger in here today, all on the upside. The precious metals had been languishing over the last few days, as you know, but they've pretty much all broken the short-term downtrends of the last 3 weeks or so, and we've got platinum to the fore. But to give you an idea, gold bullion is up 845 at 681.60. And that's just over a dollar off the high of the day. It had been nearly $10, but I don't want to exaggerate, $9 lower at one point. And the grain and bean markets, well, they also rallied, but then gave up a fair portion of those gains. But corn put in the best performance, up 7.25 cents. Sugars got a reasonable gain in here today. Okay, so what's going on overall? Well, stock markets, more of the same. They continue to reconfirm those overall upward trends where anything important is going on. A classic leader in here among the European markets is Spain. Remember, for investors, it's a global beauty contest. They can go wherever they want, and if Spain has property problems, well, they can give that market a miss. Property problems or property-related problems are certainly not troubling the U.S. Here right now. This is a good, solid performance overall. And I would not want to stand in the way of this momentum. As I said in my quick review, that we may actually be seeing some short covering in here since there had been so much bearish commentary out, but the trends have all favored the upside, and I see no worse than more of the reaction and ranging phases to bring some of these indices back a little bit closer to their 200-day moving averages. We could easily see that, and there's also a possibility that we could get some acceleration on the upside here, which would set markets up certainly for a bigger reaction and longer pause. But the bottom line is that this is an environment in which to run with these moves. I'm absolutely fascinated when I'm up in the home gym in the morning and I see a little bit of commentary on CNBC and Bloomberg, that I still see more strategists come along and say, well, they don't like the miners. And that would apply in particular to the industrial metal miners. Well, have a look at the charts. They're all rock steady in here, and the prices of metals are holding way above levels that had been forecast, and way above levels that had been forecast in terms of current earnings. And yes, the miners have lots of problems in terms of rising costs, but the costs are not offsetting bumper profits in here. And we're also getting the takeover stories. They continue. Norilsk Nickel came in and bid for iron ore here today. Remember, Xstrata had been had made a bid for iron ore, nickel. So that activity is likely to firm the sector here again. And I rated highly on values and growth and technical performance, which had lagged for a while. But as you know, over the last 4 years, it's been one of the top performing sectors, and I'm happy to be overweight there. Good day in Cameco here today, also. And I'm posting a report on Cameco, which may interest some of you. It's actually a report from the company, just explaining in many, many pages exactly what's going on. Okay, precious metals. Now, that lagging tendency had concerned me, not least because it was causing a little bit of red ink in my speculative portfolio. But this is good action here today. And what we can say technically is that provided these markets now hold above the lows that we saw yesterday, and I think there's a good chance that they will, that we're going to go back up and test the highs that we saw last month. And I continue to regard the overall patterns as lengthy consolidations and building up for some major moves on the upside. What else to mention? Crude oil more ranging than trending in here. I've said that would be the case for a long time, and I think it will continue, but that this is also taking place with an overall upward bias. And anything else to mention? Grains and beans, I commented on the price action here overall. Have a look at the Browning newsletter, which is the lead item here today, and comment. I'll have that posted. It'll take me a little longer to complete that copy, but absolutely fascinating, and I think you'll be interested in reading up on the potential for the El Niño and what that might actually do in terms of weather patterns. Fascinating stuff. And that's pretty much it. I would expect some reasonable gains in Asia tomorrow. Have a look at Thailand. A lot of people have been boycotting that market, but the technical action has been very good in the last couple of days. And that's it, folks. All the best.